Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
And it is the alphabet show, no rounds, no specific topics, 26 points available, answers from A to Z. How many points will they get? Let's get to the point. Yes, you have a question. I thought I asked the questions.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is there two truths and a lie?
Yeah, letter Z. Question one. What is the name of the Greek goddess of wisdom and warfare?
Athena?
Correct. The capital of Greece is Athens, named after her. The next answer will start with the letter B. Hopefully you are getting the theme of the show. Question two. What is the name of the villainous ape who often kidnaps Princess Peach in the Mario series?
Bowser?
He loves peaches and wants to take over the Mushroom Kingdom, and he used to be called King Koopa. Question three. Where Everybody Knows Your Name was the theme tune to which 1980s sitcom?
Cheers.
The popular show has four spinoffs: Frasier, Wings, The Tortellis, and Saint Elsewhere. I knew they would get this question because lately Maddie's been watching a lot of Cheers. Now, hopefully we'll stump them soon. We don't want too easy of a show. Question four. What does the acronym DOB stand for?
Department of Birds?
Incorrect. I wish it stood for that.
Death of Balloons?
Date of Birth. It's a common abbreviation used on official documents and forms. Their first miss.
Wait, because you said I wish it was used for that, I thought it would be something bad.
You just never know what I'm gonna say or what you're gonna think about what I'm gonna say. Question five. What process involves a liquid turning into vapor?
Evaporation?
It occurs at all temperatures, but more rapidly at higher temperatures. Question six. What sequence, named after an Italian mathematician, appears frequently in nature, such as in the arrangement of sunflower seeds and pine cones?
Flowery?
Incorrect. The Fibonacci sequence. The sequence was first used to show the population growth of rabbits. Question 7. In sports slang, what animal acronym is often used to depict the very best?
Goat?
Goat, greatest of all time.
Why just sports?
I guess it could be anything, but it seems to be more common in sports. Who's the goat? Question 8. Accord, Civic, and CRV are cars manufactured by this Japanese company.
Honda?
Yes, they are on fire. Toyota and Honda, Japan is killing it in the automobile game.
Neo.
That is a Chinese car manufacturer. Question 9. In mathematics, what name is given to any positive or negative whole number?
I don't know.
Yeah!
Integer?
Oh, I thought I had him, but she got it right. I am good at math. Ask me any multiplication question. Boom, go.
509 times 38.
3,516. Boom, you try.
How do we know you're not just saying random numbers?
I thought you'd ask a normal question, like 9 times 6 or something. 36.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
5 times 7.
35.
9 times 6 is
36.
It's not... What? It's not 36.
Whatever, let's keep the show going. Are we sure? Okay, 9 times 4 is 36, though. Yeah. Somehow that was in my brain. Question 10. Who is the richest comedian of all time?
Jerry Seinfeld?
That's right. With a net worth of over $1 billion, Kevin Hart pulls in more money now, but I'm guessing this kind of thing is always changing and fluid. Golf Pong, we love them. They are the original. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Check the link in the description. 10 points down. They are at 8 out of 10, 80%. Told you I was good at math. Question 11. What nickname after a bird has been given to residents of New Zealand?
Cuckoo?
Incorrect.
Kestrel?
Kiwis. Kiwis are flightless birds native to the island. Question 12. Magic Johnson spent his entire career with what professional team?
Lakers?
She got it. The Los Angeles Lakers. Showtime is what they called them. These days, players never spend their entire career with the team. They just jump around like it's no thing. Question 13. The Louvre and Prado are famous examples of what?
Museums.
They are. I'm not a hater. I hand it to people when they get stuff done right. And the museums around the National Mall in DC are spectacular. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Correct. Question 14. What sugary fluid found in plants is collected by bees to make honey?
Nectar?
That's right. They collect nectar. Then they use enzymes to break down complex sugars into simpler ones. They also evaporate excess moisture by fanning their wings, reducing the water content to about 18.5% before sealing the cells with wax. I don't know where they get the wax. That's where my research stopped. You always gotta leave a little something to be learned later. Growth mindset. Question 15. What is the name given to a polygon with 8 straight sides?
Octagon.
Octagon. Famous octagons include the stop sign and the UFC octagon, where they put the fighters in a cage octagon, shut the cage, and then they go at it. Question 16. All children except one grow up is the first line of what classic children's novel?
Peter Pan.
That is correct as well. Lots of theories about Peter Pan. Was Captain Hook the first Lost Boy? Is Peter really evil? My guess is no to both. Question 17. Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of what rock group?
Queen?
Yes. Queen had some straight-up hits. We Will Rock You, I Want to Break Free, Another One Bites the Dust. Question 18. Which bird repeatedly says nevermore in a famous poem?
The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, ma'am. Ravens are one of the most intelligent bird species, exhibiting cognitive abilities comparable to some primates. Question 19. What is the name of the famous building where white smoke emerges when a new pope is selected?
I don't know.
The Conclave?
Yes, got him. Sistine Chapel. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, I don't know if I said that right, but now he's Pope Leo anyway. He is the first pope from the United States and the 267th pope. Question 20. What food is made from mashed soybeans?
Tofu?
Yes, and I guess tempeh too, whatever that is. Tofu market is experiencing high growth, with a global market value of $3 billion in 2024 and an expected value of over $5 billion by 2032, not investment advice. Question 21. What legendary animal is the national animal of Scotland?
A unicorn?
The unicorn is Scotland's national animal. Due to its association with purity, strength, and power, qualities that are often seen as embodying the Scottish spirit. Question 22. By what name is dilute acetic acid more commonly known as?
I don't know.
Me neither?
Yes! When they're doing too well, I just naturally root against them. It's vinegar! Vinegar has many uses. It can kill weeds and even helps remove odors from the air. Question 23. Who is the only daughter of Morticia and Gomez Adams?
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Had to be less than 2 years ago, Wednesday and the Addams Family was top of the charts. Everybody talking about it. You don't hear about it at all anymore. We move on so quickly. Moving on. Question 24. What video game console was launched by Microsoft in 2001?
Xbox?
Yes, Xbox Live launched in 2002, allowing gamers to connect online and play together, starting a whole new standard for gaming. When I was young, you just played by yourself. Question 25. What form of singing involving repeated changes of pitch during a single note originated in the Alps?
Yodeling?
Yodeling. Yodeling is something I don't get. I feel like yodeling should not be a thing anymore. It's kind of like watching black and white TV, and we have 4D TV now. Go listen to some Sabrina Carpenter. Two truths and a lie, the letter Z. Statement 1. Z is the least frequently used letter in the English language. Statement 2. The letter Z was originally pronounced Z in British English. Statement 3. In the NATO phonic alphabet, Z stands for Zulu. So you have least frequent letter, pronunciation Z, and Z stands for Zulu in the NATO alphabet. The lie.
The least frequent letter.
That is true.
Yulu?
Yes, I got him. Because in British English, Z was traditionally pronounced Z, derived from the Greek Zeta. The Z pronunciation originated in American English, influenced likely by letters B, D, and G. Still though, the girls have 20 points. It looks like Mila's going to try to get some kind of half point, or I guarantee she's about to argue about something. Let's see what she says.
I don't want any extra points. I just wanted to ask a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Do you mean like they pronounce it Z when they put it in a word, or just the letter by itself?
So I was not ready for follow-up questions. My scope of knowledge of the letter Z, I gave it all to you. We hope you have an amazing month, and we miss you. Heart. Talk to you later.